He is the light, therefore, who made this light of the sun. Let us love this divine light. Let us seek to understand it. Let us thirst for it, that by its own guidance we may someday come to it. And let us so live in it that we may never die at all. For this is the light of whom the psalmist prophesied long before his coming. For with you is the fountain of life, and in your light we shall see the light. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. In John's Gospel, we have a series of extraordinary I am statements from our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He says, I am the good shepherd. Yesterday we saw, I am the resurrection. Of course, the great bread of life discourse, I am the bread of life. Then, as well, the statement of his divinity, before Abraham was, I am. And then finally, today we have this saying also from John's Gospel, I am the light of the world. One of the interesting things that St. Augustine points out, which I also took the quote from St. Augustine this morning to begin the sermon, St. Augustine shows us in commenting on this passage, I am the way, the truth, and the life, that Jesus shows us both his divinity and his humanity. So it is as God that he is the truth and the life. God is truth, God is life. But as man, Jesus is the way. Jesus, the way, shows us to Jesus the truth and the life. He is both the destination we're trying to get to and also the way that we are going to get there. And that's why St. Augustine takes today this psalm, which says that by his light we shall see the light. He sees in it a prediction of our Lord, and that in saying, I am the light, we see both aspects of our Lord, both his humanity and his divinity. He's the light that we're trying to get to at the end, but also the light by which we're going to be able to get there. So we might be able to imagine, for example, if you are out in a field or in the woods in the middle of the night trying to get to a destination, if you see your destination and it's you're trying to get to a house, let's say, and that house is lit up, you can see where you want to go. However, there may be dangers along the way that you can't see. So you know where to go, but to get there might be difficult. Last night, Father Evans talked about the snakes along the path. So if you're in a place at night with snakes that might be dangerous, you need not only the light to see where you're going, but also the light to light the path. So Jesus, as God, is the light that we're trying to get to, the beatific vision to see God face to face for all eternity, but also the light along the path which saves us from the dangers along the way. And in this light, we both see our faults, and we're able to be cleansed by this light to be able to walk toward Jesus Christ, the true light. Now, something else that is also a bit astonishing is not only do we see that Jesus is the light as the divine Son of God, he's also the light as a man, but also in the scriptures, Jesus says to the apostles, you are the light of the world. St. Paul will say in one of his epistles that before you were light, or before you were darkness, and now you are light. So not only do we have this divine light and this human light of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we ourselves are light by participating in the light of our Lord. Today we often look around and the world seems very dark to us, but we have to remember that it's our responsibility to be light, not only to be in the light ourselves, but to be light for others. Sometimes we ask ourselves, what can we do for the conversion of a family member, our friends who are not living in the light? But Unless we're in the light ourselves, we can't be of any good to them. If we want to be a good influence, if we want to lead people to God, we ourselves need to be in the light. We need to be in the state of grace. If we're in the state of grace, we are light. We shine along the path. We help others to avoid the dangers of this life, of falling into sin. Whereas if we ourselves are living in sin, then we can be no light to anyone else. So as we begin Passion Tide tomorrow, we begin this final 2 weeks of the season of Lent. We can take this opportunity to try to get up from whatever errors, whatever faults we've committed throughout our Lent. Perhaps we've fallen down on our resolutions a little bit. But we always have this opportunity to start again and to go on with greater courage, with greater devotion, with greater zeal for our Lord, to put behind us our falls and to go forward in this light of our Lord, to shine the light of Christ upon our sins, and then to prepare to make the most holy Easter we possibly can, and also to prepare ultimately to see our Lord in that great Easter light which will last for all eternity in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, Amen.